call upon the name. For your presence, we pray in the name of the
Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I appreciate the Lord tonight.
Amen.
And if I sound funny, it's because I've got sinus problems. I have never in my life had sinus problems before. And up to about 3 weeks ago, I was kidding Brother Charles Yeager about it. And it caught up with me. So the next thing you know, I may be fat and I might be wearing glasses. I might be bald.
Yeah.
So if I change over the next 3 weeks, y'all forgive me. Let's all get a hymn book and turn to page 299.
Brother David, did you know that Sister Rutledge and I would have been in the movies at one time in our life had it not been for sinus problems?
Well, that's it.
We couldn't get nobody's sinus.
When we all get to heaven. Appreciate the Lord. and I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I'm looking forward to that day when I can go to heaven and I can see my Lord and I can talk to him. I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Brother David, stand and tell what's the first thing that you're going to do when you go to heaven.
First thing I want to do, Brother David, is see my Lord.
That's right. Praise God. Brother Alton, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get to heaven?
I'm going to go to the Lord and I'm going to thank you for saving my soul.
Praise God. Brother Wilson.
Brother David, I want to thank God for what he's done for me. I want to thank him for saving my soul.
Praise God. I imagine that will be everybody's testimony here. The first thing that they want to do when they get to heaven is to see Jesus, to thank him for everything that he's done for us. Praise God. Verse number 4.
Onward to the cry before us.
Praise God. Sister Mona, won't you come up and sing? Appreciate her being here without her husband. I imagine. Oh, is he here? He walked in. I didn't see him yet. Y'all sing a duet for us? Please. Okay, Sister Mona, come on up. Brother Danny, you stand and testify.
Well, the Lord, and the first thing I want to do when I get
saved
is see my Lord, and I don't know what else I'm
going to
do after that.
Amen. Hey, I like that testimony. I want to talk to my Lord for just many a year. For there's no such thing as time in heaven, but I want to talk to him for a long time, and I want to see old Job. I want to see old Abraham, because some of the things that Job went through. That would be tough. That would really be tough. That's almost beyond imagining. I appreciate my Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Right.
Okay. Brother Gary, you come on up. I want you to be able to sing for us and give a testimony. And Brother Havis, stand and testify.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I had a feeling it was going to be short. I asked him and Sister Linda to sing for us. He said he didn't feel like it, so we're going to let them off tonight. So, Sister Linda, Sue, you stand and testify.
Well, I'm glad I know the Lord is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Praise God. That's the only way to know him is through the power of the Holy Ghost. I appreciate the Lord.
Praise God.
Burden's heavy and the road is rough and long. Sometimes our feet get weary and so sore. But a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore and I won't have to worry anymore. I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my trials and my heart will be alone, and I won't have anymore. Someday when life is over and I said my last goodbye, I'll see my Savior standing at the door. And then I'll hear him say, you're welcome, all your cares are left behind, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All my troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be a gold, and I won't have to worry anymore.
Brother Jody Yeager, come on up. Come on up here. We want you to testify. We want to look at you.
Amen.
We appreciate some of the elders here. And wouldn't take nothing for them. Amen.
I want to praise the Lord because he's been so good to me, as I've said many times. Many years he's been good to me. I tell you now, the Lord, there's going to be lots of disappointed people for the noble day of the Lord to come.
Amen.
They're going to be lost and undone and think they're saved and not saved. If you ain't got the name of Jesus Christ, abiding in your soul and abiding in the Holy Ghost, I tell you now, you're going to be lost and undone without God. And if I didn't have the Holy Ghost, I'd be looking for it right now. I thank God for the victory in my soul. The victory that Jesus gave me when he gave me the Holy Ghost. Gave me the termination. And I thank God for his great healing power. When my wife fell in the floor the other night, out of the morning, I'm going to tell you now, she liked to faint it, but nevertheless, that's something I've never done in my life. But God come on the scene. Her leg was bleeding. I said, Lord, stop that blood in the name of Jesus. The Lord stopped that blood. And I'm thanking God because that I live the life that I can call upon God. I'm not ashamed to call upon God for his blessings to store up on my soul. I tell you now, the Lord is good to you if you just let it be. Y'all pray for me that ever I'll be able. Did my best for God when he comes or calls.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate Brother Jody. I hope when I get that age, I've got as much strength and youth and vitality in me as he does. Brother Gary Taylor, come on up. I don't know if she'll do this or not, but Sister Linda Aldridge to come on and sing too a little bit later because we hadn't heard from her in a while. Do what? Oh, it's all right. Brother Gary Taylor. Appreciate this boy. There's man. Me and him, I've always liked him. Even before he got in church, he was a real likable fella. And whenever he'd come over and start talking about church, he'd hit the door. But that's a change from the way he was and the way he is now, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Amen.
Boy. Praise God. If y'all want to help me, it's on page 365. No, I mean 366, I'm sorry. Boy.
Amen.
Living below in this so simple world, hardly I don't
know.
Living alone to face temptation sore. Every one. would I go but to the Lord? Where could I go?
Church, that would have been my testimony. Where could I go? I sit right back yonder, and when Terry got down on her little knees, I tell you what, now that little girl has brought me a long way, because I just can't help myself. I want my family to grow up in this way. I want them to know what this is. I don't even want them to know. When we went to Hot Springs one time to the Passion Play, I don't know how, I remember how many was with us, but we just accidentally stepped into a place that we didn't know really what it was at the time. It looked like a restaurant, but it wasn't a restaurant. And everybody come flying out. Well, it had a bar and all that. And little Sammy asked his dad, he said, "Dad, what's a bar?" And the boy didn't even know what a bar was, and he can't remember what his daddy was. Now, that's great. Now, that's the way I want it to be. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they've been brought up in this. They don't know any other way. They don't even know what sin really is out there. They don't have the faintest, foggiest idea. But if you could have seen some of the places where we've been, what we've been through, the fights, you know, you just don't understand a lot of it. But it's tough out there. And don't you ever think that the devil can't get a hold of you. Because I guarantee you, he's just like a roaring lion. Praise God. I love
it. Praise God. Gary talking about his little girl. I got one too. And, you know, as you get a little older, you start, you know, start appreciating things a lot more. And since I've been this way, not very many years now, I appreciate my Lord more every day and my family, my life that I've got. You know, it's all joined together with the church. And I appreciate that. Because this is the only way to grow up, and that's in church. It's the best way. You'll have more fun than you could ever have in the world. Sister Linda.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Seems like it's been a long time since I've done this, so I'm going to sing my old faithful. Y'all have heard it enough. You know it. It's enough, so sing along with me. There's a place that nothing can fill, except loving Jesus and doing His will. You can go on chasing rainbows till you're weary as can be, but it's enough to know that Jesus loves me. It's enough. And it's enough to know that Jesus loves me. Well, I've never had riches, and I've never won. It's always been quite enough that Jesus, he knew my name. When my days are finally over, I want my last words to be. It was enough to know that Jesus knew me.
I'd like to have two ushers now to take up the offering. Brother Jackson, we'd like for you to stand and bless this offering tonight.
Father, we're thankful tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. We pray your blessings now upon this offering, on all those that have killed and those that have not. Bless us like, Lord God, the kingdom of God might be exalted and praise
God. Praise God.
Oh, when he reached down his head for me, when he reached way down for me, I was lost.
God chose you and I tonight, sitting right here, to carry this beautiful message that he's placed within our hearts to be witnesses unto him. Praise the Lord. If you love him, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We want the trio to get ready to sing tonight. Praise God. And we want Brother Rendell Rutledge to be getting ready to sing tonight. And, man, we're just going to worship the Lord and have a good time. Praise God. I must apologize for coming in late. I tell you, we've been staying out Sulphur Springs this last week. My in-laws are going to California on a little vacation. And we've been elected to babysit the dogs while they're gone. I never thought I'd ever be a dog sitter in my life. Praise God. Well, we was already running a little behind. I went out to get in the car. It was already 10 after 7. I knew I was going to be late. and went to shut my car door, and my car door wouldn't even shut. Praise God. Couldn't get the thing to close for nothing. I thought, well, I guess it's better than being locked in the car and can't get out, you know. So, but we made it anyway. I thank the Lord for being here. Praise God. See, it's time to ask Brother David Valerie to stand and give the Lord a testimony tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Trio.
If your body is racked with pain and your health you can regain, bring your needs to Jesus, take them to the Lord in prayer. Whatsoever you shall say will be yours when you ask in faith. Put a name on your need and claim it in Jesus' name.
Well, name it and claim it.
In Jesus' name.
Name it and receive it.
In Jesus' name.
You gotta take it.
In Jesus' name.
Put a name on it and you shall receive it. Every need He will supply. Great God Jehovah, He will provide. Put a name on your need and claim it in Jesus' name.
If you have a financial need according to His riches, you shall receive. Ask what you have and it shall be given to you. Knock at the door, will be open for you. It's the Father's good pleasure to do it for you. Put a name on your need and claim it in Jesus' name.
Well, name it and claim it.
In Jesus' name.
Name it and receive it.
In Jesus' name.
You shall take it.
In Jesus' name,
put a name on it, and you shall receive it. Every need, He will supply. Great God Jehovah, He will provide. Put a name on your need and claim it in Jesus' name.
Well, name it and claim it.
In Jesus' name,
name it and receive it.
In Jesus' name,
you shall take it.
In Jesus' name, put a name on it, and you shall receive it. Every need, He will supply. Great God Jehovah, He will provide. Name on your knee and claim it in Jesus' name.
Well, if you need a miracle,
name it.
If you need a blessing,
name it.
If you need healing,
name it.
Put a name on it and you shall receive it. Every need, He will supply.
Great God, all He will provide.
Put a name on your knee and claim it in Jesus' name.
Put a name on it, and you shall receive it. Every need, He will supply. Great God, Jehovah, He will provide. Put a name on your need and claim it in Jesus' name.
If you need a miracle,
name it.
If you need a blessing,
claim it.
If you need a healing,
name it.
Well, put a name on it, and you shall receive it. Every need, He will supply.
Great God, Jehovah, He will provide. Put a name on your knee and claim it in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give a big hand off for tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, whatsoever that you ask in my name, believing, so shall ye receive. Praise God. And you know what? If there's anything that all of us need, it's a new added amount of childlike faith. I was reading, I think, in yesterday's Arkansas Gazette, in the newspaper there, had a big article written up about the Southern Baptist organization, about how they're getting ready to split, or they're on the verge of a split. And they are the largest Protestant organization in the entire world. And the reason that they're having such a hard time is because so many of the older ministers and the different ones are worried because they said they're getting too slack in their beliefs. There's so many of them that are instead of taking the Bible literally for what it says, they're trying to reason it out. And the young ministers are being taught in the seminaries, whatever, that you know, if the water was created and made into wine, that there's a reason for that. And they try to break it down and into man's knowledge and man's know-how. But you're not beginning to think, Lord, if we ever get to that place, and friend, a lot of us do, without even realizing it, when it comes time to pray, we can't pray because we see no way that God can intervene. But if we'll pray, Lord, increase my faith and help my unbelief, we'll see God move the way that we want Him to move. Praise the Lord. If you love Him, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Go and ask Brother Alton Jackson to stand and testify tonight. Praise the Lord.
God is great. He's great.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I know I say that a lot, but it is true.
That's right.
Great. We can't imagine how great He is.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Beverly, is there enough for the ensemble here to sing tonight? Praise the Lord. Y'all be getting ready then. Brother Mark, stand up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
My cup is running over tonight because God's been good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before I sit inside the gates of glory, I want to hear my
right. Say,
well done.
Hallelujah.
A lot of great messages. We've seen so
many. Thank you, Lord.
We've heard the testimony how that God has brought us up out of
sin. Try.
And led us to a Pentecostal church. But that's no comparison.
Thank you, Lord.
The word that Jesus is going to speak to us when He
tries.
Well done. I want to make heaven my
home. Thank you, Lord.
You know,
hallelujah.
I'll say too deep down in this life. Oh, you know.
Praise God.
$10,000.
Yes.
And it's hard to buy.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
You know, I'm glad that I've got a heavenly
goal. Thank you, Lord.
My citizenship is not here, but it's in heaven.
That's right.
I'm looking for
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Inside the gate. Inside the gate. No more to die, no more to cry, hot crowd of life, you won, you're safe at last, all trials end, hot crowd of life, forevermore, and all of this, I hear Him say, when you
testify while this group's getting ready. It looks like they're all ready to go. And we're real thankful for all the activities in the church and the outreach programs and those getting inspired to do other little things. And I'm real thankful. It just makes the church grow. But I'm thinking as our Lord came to make this old world and to make you and me, He wanted all of our attention, fully our devotion and dedication. And you can tell it if you're the one that gets up before a congregation to do something, testify, preach, sing, whatever it is. You just automatically want that directed mind or that feeling that you can get, that you feel you're getting through to that individual. And I just have a feeling that our God wants that from us.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He came to a universe for a people that would love Him. I'm so glad I love you tonight because I know it in the power of the Holy Ghost. And one of these days, that old gate I want to walk through. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So long now I've been waiting for my King to rescue me, expecting any moment to find myself set free.
He promised that he's coming and I know his word is true.
It won't be very long till he'll be back for me and you.
He's coming back, he's coming back.
Because he's coming back for me. Praise the Lord. This time now I want Brother Rendell to come on and to testify to us tonight before he sings and sing and bless our soul. Praise the Lord.
Well, I think I'll sing a song tonight that has a little story behind it. A few years ago when I was trying to go to college, I was in an English composition class. And the teacher asked us to write a theme about the best friend that we had. And so I wrote about the greatest friend that I know. And I wrote about how he created all things and how he became a person that could rub shoulders with humanity, yet he was the creator of humanity. And I wrote this theme about the greatest friend I know named Jesus. And when we went to class, the teacher had us to exchange papers with some of the students and had us to silently read the themes, and then she asked if anybody had a theme that they felt should be read to the class. Well, there was a little girl sitting over there in the class that had tears running down her face. And I didn't know she had my paper, but she was reading my theme and crying. So she said, "I have one." And so she took it to the teacher, and the teacher started reading it, and tears started streaming down her face, just reading about Jesus at the university there in Jonesboro. And so she gave me an A for the semester because of that one theme. Then I went on, and I wrote a song called "He's the Greatest Friend I Know" from that, and I was going to sing that song, and I, looking back on it, I never have. Anywhere. I've never sung this song anywhere. I sold it to Marty Robbins and he died. So you're going to hear, in fact, the person that a person came to me wanting to take some songs to Nashville a few years ago. They had written 10 songs and wanted to take one of mine and try to sell the whole package, and he bought mine and didn't buy theirs. And then he said he was going to see that the Lefevers sing it, and I'd be hearing from them. I never did hear anything. And so I guess it's a free song if you want to buy it tonight. It's for sale. Amen.
Is he the King of Kings eternally? May I walk with him, may I live for him, my life to him, my own, a light to guide me on. A hand to hold to every day. Oh, may I walk with him. May I live for him. He is the greatest friend I know. My all, he supplies my needs, he hears every call, he's a friend indeed, sharing each load, making burdens light, he's always around to see me through the dark night. Whenever I am burdened, I go to him in prayer. Why should I worry? He knows every care. Never am I lonely, for he is standing there, and he is the greatest friend I know.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the greatest friend that I know. Praise God. You know, if there's ever anybody that I've ever come to admire, it's Brother Rendell Rutledge. And I believe in passing out roses while somebody's alive. You know, if you like me, you let me know now. Don't wait till they wheel me in here someday and lay me out before everybody come around and look. Oh, well, there's Brother DeRay. He was such a fine feller, you know. I feel like he's always joyful and cheerful. And, you know, he's just a nice, fine feller. Don't tell me then. I can't hear nothing you've got to say. Praise God. I'm not asking for a pat on the back either, but I'm telling you, appreciate somebody. Let them know while they're living. Don't wait until they're gone to tell them. Praise God. But you know, I look at this man's life. He has been such an inspiration to me over this last year and a half that I've been here. Right. I've often thought of many times, we all have our low times, and there's times every one of us thinks about throwing in the towel, so to speak, and just calling it quits and getting out sometimes. But you know, I begin to think, you know, I preached the message here a while back about no time to look back. And so I guess my text there where Jesus said, a man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And I begin to think, you know, if there's ever certain individuals that have a right to give up on God, if there was, nobody has the right to give up on God, so don't think that right now. But if there was, it would probably be somebody like Brother Rendell. Somebody that his life has been through so much, and the hard times, he's like, I imagine a lot of times a man felt like the hard times has outweighed the good. But you know what? He's made it. He's endured, and he's got something on the inside of him that gives him the strength to overcome these temptations, these trials. And how often I look and think, God, if I ever did backslide, if I ever did give up, Brother Rendell Rutledge would stand in judgment against me someday. When I told God I couldn't make it because it was too hard, my trials were just too rough, I could not overcome them. The Lord say, wait a minute, DeRay. Brother Rendell, come here. Tell this boy what you had to go through. Oh, you talking about feeling little when I realized that, Lord, I haven't been through nothing that some of those old men of old have ever went through. Job's going to stand in judgment against people. Different men back then. is going to rise up and judge this generation. That's why I've got to have a made up mind. I've got to see Jesus for myself. If you love him, say amen. Praise God. We want Brother Jones to come on and testify tonight and sing us a song. Praise the Lord. It's always a blessing to have Brother Jones in our midst. Praise the Lord.
If you think your God is dead, try mine. He's yet alive. I feel him in my hands. Feel him in my feet. Feel him all over me. Praise God. But not only do I feel him, but I know he lives in me. Hallelujah. Because a great change has come over me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm going to do a song. Amen. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know that I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? Oh, I tell you, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Oh, I said, now I'm so glad that I've got salvation in time. I'm so glad I've got salvation in time. That I've got salvation in time. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? Oh, you better run. Sinner, run. And find you a hiding place. Run. Sinner, run. Find you a hiding place. Run, sinner, run. Find you a hiding place. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? Oh, you better hide down in Jesus. Better hide down in Jesus. Oh, run, sinner, run, and find you a hiding place. Run, sinner, run, find you a hiding place. But oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do?
Lord, can you love him again tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got a request here for Sister Dana to sing tonight. Praise the Lord. She's even getting that song ready. Thank you, Lord. Come on. And in the meantime, we're going to announce that next Saturday night, I was told we're going to have a missionary to be with us next Saturday night. Do you know who and where?
God's name, don't know where he's from, where he's going.
God's name, don't know where he's from, where he's going. Praise God. Well, the main thing is, be here next Saturday night. I guarantee you, he'll bless your soul if you'll come. Praise the Lord. This time now, Sister Dana. Praise the Lord.
Praise
God.
Jesus reached down in love and he rescued me. I could feel death storm around me as I struggled for my life. I could see his angel waiting just to claim me for his prize. And in that hour of desperation, oh, I almost lost my mind. But somehow I cried to Jesus, and he saved me just in time. Oh, he rescued me. My Jesus rescued me from the cold, dark waters of sin, troubled sea. Oh, he rescued me. New life I can see. My Jesus reached down in love and he rescued me. Oh, he rescued me. My Jesus rescued me from the cold, dark waters of sin, troubled sea. Oh, he rescued me. Oh, new life I can see. My Jesus reached down in love and he rescued me.
Thank you, Lord. If you're glad he rescued you, say amen. Praise God. This time now, without any further delay, I'm going to turn the remainder of the service over to Brother Johnny Wall. And let's welcome him by saying, God bless Brother Wall. God bless Brother Wall.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Since I'm among friends, I'm going to warn you.
Hallelujah.
In case these two little teeth I got come out and they land in your lap, they're tame. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. But they don't fit very well. I have a hard time keeping them in, but, you know, I want to worship the Lord. He rescued me. Amen. And I think about it all the time. He rescued me. And I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm tickled that I can be in the church of the living God this very night to serve God and to love him with all of my heart.
Amen.
Would you stand?
Thank you, Lord.
If you'd like to follow me with your Bibles, Romans chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Would you pray with me? Lord God, help us tonight, Lord. We need your touch. We need your help, Lord. Without your Spirit tonight, there's nothing but words. But if you'll touch us, God, and give us what we need tonight, we give you the glory, Lord Jesus. I'm praying, Lord. Praise God in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I'm going to add one other scripture to this, and it's Hebrews, the 12th chapter, in the second verse. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, we heard a wonderful message just the other day. Brother Gilstrap really preached a good sermon. And he made me think about, I'm a stranger in this world. I began to think about some of the things that people said, the songs that we sang. You know, the Lord will talk to you. We all have the same spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord is here to minister to us. And one of the songs we sang is, He's coming back. I believe that the Lord tonight wants us to know He's coming back. And He wants us to be ready. Not have to worry about trying to pack our bags, but just be ready to go in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Where could I go? Let me tell you something. This is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. This is it. If you're not in this, there is nowhere to go. And if you're in this, then there is nowhere to go except here. The body of Christ. I think about it. Are we to continue in sin that grace would abound? Heaven forbid. Man, that just knocks the socks off of that stuff about you got to sin a little once in a while. God don't intend for us to do that. I'm glad He don't. If my salvation was of that type, I wouldn't have a lot of confidence in it, I don't believe. But when I think about the God that I serve and is in me, I thought about that too. When I think that in me is that same spirit of righteousness that enabled the flesh that God put on to be with us, to be able to stand in all the temptations of this world and to continue unto righteousness completely to Calvary. I'm glad I've got that in me, aren't you? Lord, you're going to make it easy on me to preach tonight, looks like. But if you're not serving God, you need to serve God. If you're not serving God with all of your heart, if you're holding back, then you're not serving God. If you're not sold out to God, and my expression is lock, stock, and barrel, then you're not His. Because know you not that you're bought with a price? If you're not sold out, then you're not His. This is a one-way trip that we're on. It's an all or none. When you went to an altar of repentance, if you didn't really mean business with God, when you said, I want to die out from sin, then you would still be seeking at that altar because God's not going to fill a vessel that's unclean. You got to do some soul searching. Amen. The title of this sermon, I hope I hadn't preached it here. Sometimes you preach a sermon and you forget, you know, but God made a beeline. I know I've preached this at a nursing home, but Brother and Sister Rutledge and I were talking about animals and some of the odd things that they do. Brother Rutledge was telling me about a hog. Am I right? I guess that's a female. Sow. I do like Brother Edwin Edwards down there. Had somebody running against him down in Louisiana. Everybody read about him. He's in all kinds of trouble down there. And he had a guy named Johnson, Bennett Johnson, running against him.
And he was after the vote of all of the farmers. So he said, I understand your problem. And he said, I really enjoy you farmers, and I feel for you, and I want to help you. And he said, I want to get the price of cotton per bushel up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knocked himself right out of the race. Well, anyway, we were talking about a sow. About 3 days before she has her litter, she'll go pick up corn husk and make a bed out of it. Shucks. I guess you can tell I'm not from the farm. And we were talking about a dog. And when a dog starts to sit down, he'll walk around in circles several times before he sits down. And, you know, nature does some funny things. But that was supposed to have gone back when dogs were wild, not domesticated. And in tall grass, they would walk around to beat the grass down and then lay down. I'll swallow that. So something else unusual that animals and insects do. A bee has the funniest way about him. I hope you people don't know about this because it really is funny. A bee will hunt food. And when he... Does anybody know what I'm fixing to talk about? Anybody bees. Got any idea?
Bees.
Bees? A bee will hunt food. And he'll go just helter-skelter, you know, just everywhere in order to find food. And, you know, he'll go one place and he don't find any. And then he'll meander around here, you know, and he don't find anything. So then he'll go the other way, you know, and he doesn't find any. And then finally he'll find some food. So when he finds it, he comes back to the beehive. And this is the strangest thing. I got this from a professor when I was at Northeast Louisiana University. And boy, he was terrific. But I used to enjoy the way he talked because he did this thing. And finally, anyway, the bee finds some food. And in order to tell the other bees where the food is, he'll do a dance. Strangest thing you ever saw. But you could see it in films sometimes and things like that. And that old bee will meander around, you know, and then over here he'll find some food. And so then he'll go back to his hive, and he'll start, like the sun is over here, and it's according to the direction of the sun and the length of the dance. And that old bee, I'll let somebody else do this because you're going to really think I've lost time. But the bee will do this. He'll just do his little dance, you know. And then he'll... Isn't that funny? But then all the rest of the bees will just follow, and that bee stays where he is. That's the strange thing. But by that dance, the length of the dance and the direction of the sun from the hive, the rest of the bees will get in a straight line and follow just a beeline to that food. Just a straight line. They won't waver. He told them exactly where the food is. Well, I got to thinking about something that we have in our church. And the way that Brother Gilstrap was talking about tongues being from another land. Can you explain why you speak in tongues? Why do we dance? Why do we shout? It's joy. But what's that joy all about? I've thought about it before, but he got me to thinking about it. That's why I'm preaching on this tonight. But you see, this world is sold out to sin. It's not anything new. It went way back to Eve in the garden, and she let that old devil talk to her, and she just began to be convinced. And when she began to be convinced, and that devil said, now listen, that's not a sin unto death. Surely you won't die. And Eve said, well, you know, I know it's wrong, but maybe it's not very wrong, and then I'll just get it right somehow. So she went over and partook of that fruit, and she paid the consequences. That made me think, drill sergeant. If you've ever been in the Army, if a drill sergeant's anywhere around, he hears me talk about the Army, he'll hide his head. He'll leave. Because they are the linest bunch of people you have ever seen in your life. Man, they'll tell you, they told my dad and his brother, said, now, if you join together, you'll stay together. Well, they did stay together all the way to Shreveport. And one went to one ocean and the other one went to the other ocean. Now, that's the way they do you. And that guy painted me a picture when I went in. And he sounded so nice, you know, and gave me a ride and bought my dinner and all that kind of stuff. And he said, sign here. Yeah. And man, I signed there. And that's the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I spent the next 2.5 years mean-mouthing that guy. I was so glad to get out of the military. But you start out down there, they teach you how to, yes, sir, anything you say, sir, yes, sir. Boy, you stand at attention, and they teach you everything. But that guy's real nice. Kind of like, I imagine Pharaoh was so nice to Egypt, went in Egypt to Israel, but then he turned them over to the taskmasters. They weren't so nice. And they beat them and scourged them, and they hated it there until they called on the name of the Lord for deliverance. And God sent Moses to deliver them. See, that's the way I picture the way people fall into sin. They get enticed by the good conversation of it. By the old, if you will, that recruiting sergeant over here that's lying out his teeth to you and trying to tell you how good everything is out there. But once you get out there, he turns you over to the taskmaster. Because he'll tell you it's all right to drink just one little old beer a week because it's going to be good for your health. Or it's all right to trim your hair a little bit long as don't nobody notice it. I'm getting off my own ground. I'm going to stop. Same thing with smoking or something like that. It won't hurt just once in a while. And you begin to swallow that. But you know, before long, you're turned over to the taskmaster. And you find yourself going places you know you have no business going. Because the taskmaster is behind you with his old whip. And he's telling you, go on, go on. I don't want to go anymore. Go on. You've headed down that path already. But that's not what I bargained for. I just wanted a little bit. He said, go on. And he's standing behind you and he's pushing you. He's making you go. You don't really want to do it, but you do it anyway. You can't stop yourself. The taskmaster has taken over. You see, you've become a servant of sin.
Right.
You have. To whom you lend your members to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. So if you're obeying the evil, the unrighteousness, then what you're going to reap is death. But if you're obeying God unto righteousness, then that's what you're going to reap is righteousness. That's what I want, isn't it? What you want. See, that's the way God found the world when he looked down at the world and for 400 years they were on their own and lost and had become servants of the devil. They had listened. They've gone through the channel of listening first and then allowing themselves to obey what he said and then being pushed by the taskmaster till God's plan was so confused. The people that wore the garment of that day that was the ministry were lost. They didn't know up and down. They argued with each other whether there was a resurrection, whether there was a spiritual life. That's what God found. But God came down into this world of unrighteousness, and Isaiah wrote about it and said, there is none righteous, no, not any. There's not one. That's what God found when he came here. And he saw a need that had to be fulfilled. And you're part of that need. If you've got the Holy Ghost tonight, great. You found what God brought us. If you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight, great. Except you need to get it and you're in the right place to receive it. God made a beeline. Listen to me. He saw that we didn't know how to get home. We didn't know how to get home. God's desire, Brother Rutledge, is that we can be home. That's home. I heard Mark say, I don't belong here anymore. I feel like I'm a stranger. His testimony. You see, that's the way I feel. I found home, people. I have never been there yet, but I know it's there. Jesus came to this earth and he was crucified and beaten for the joy that was set before him. I began to think about, Brother Rutledge, I don't read anywhere in there that Jesus danced. I don't see anywhere that he rejoiced. But I do see one thing. There was a joy set before him. Not necessarily that he would do, but that we would be able to receive and to be a part of. Next time we see Brother Mark get happy, we see Brother John get happy. I wish Brother Rose was here, because when Brother Rose dances, I think about it every single solitary time that he's dancing, because of the joy that was set before Jesus Christ. Oh, and I want to tell you something else. He has been there. Brother Rose has received the Holy Ghost. Brother Ronnie has received the Holy Ghost. Brother Mark has received the Holy Ghost. There are times when God visits us. And when he visits us, there is a move of God in here. And we begin to think about home. Things begin to be so much less carnal, so much less physical, and we get into a range of spiritual. We begin to think of heavenly places, and the next thing you know, somebody is dancing, and the reason they're doing it, they're trying to tell you that they've been there.
Good. Amen.
And telling you how to get there.
Praise God.
Now, I'm telling you, you want to find out how to get to heaven? Ask somebody that's been there. I had never seen it, but as sure as I'm standing here, I've been there. I'll never forget the day I received the Holy Ghost. If my head didn't touch the ceiling, I don't know why. It seemed like it ought to. And speaking in tongues, I couldn't control it, couldn't stop it. Oh, I've been to heaven. And when I stopped, I wanted to tell all the rest of the world, I've been there. I've been there. Get behind me. I'm going to show you the way. If you'll just get behind me and listen to what I've got to say, I've been there. I've been there. You know, if you don't make it to heaven, it's nobody's fault but yours. God has done everything in this world he can do.
That's right.
That is. That's right. I appreciate what we have tonight. My opening statement. If you're not sold out to God, lock, stock, and barrel, you're not His. We have so much to be thankful for. There are a lot of people that are in the church, but they're not His. And we've got some people here tonight, I believe it, that have found a certain amount, but want more. And it's here. It's here tonight. It's here tonight. What was that song, Sister Rutledge, we were going to? Well, we can try that song. Would you play? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus looked out heaven's window
just to see me on my way. No thought of life and no fear.
I can't drop it down. One more time. This is a beautiful song, Brother Johnny wrote it. I love it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Jesus looked out heaven's window just to see me on my way. No thought of life, no fear of death. But I saw him, and he saw me. I cried, Lord, what can this be? And I put my hand in his to see me. I keep singing.
Where is your victory?
Death, where are you
seen? Jesus,
just there walk with me.
Thank you,
making me clean.
I've been washed. Behold, I show a mystery. Though all men shall die, we shall all be raised again in the twinkling of an eye. When the trumpet sounds, our Lord shall come. The mighty God shall reign. I'm glad I found a hiding place, and I've been born again. Grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? Me, making me clean. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, saved by His grace. Grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? Our first verse tells the whole story. As we follow the opening text, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. You see, God made a beeline.
that we might not serve sin. And in the heart of God, if he could speak tonight, he would implore and beg. You know, if he would love us enough to be crucified and to go through all that he did on Calvary, don't you think he would? If he were here, he would fall on his face if he had to say, won't you serve me? Won't you accept my name? Won't you live for me? I've given you all that I have. Won't you live for me? Praise the Lord. Will everybody stand?
Hallelujah. Great wind of victory. Death, where's thy sting? Jesus now walks with me.
Like to come and give their heart to God. Hallelujah. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Is there one that like to come?
Jesus.
Praise God. Don't like to close any service without giving a soul an opportunity to come.
Me clean.
Hallelujah.
I've been washed.
Praise God.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord. Lord bless you. I like for every head bowed and all eyes closed. And thank you, pray. Pray for our young people that's lost without God. Pray the one that's for the one that's standing next to you. That you know that needs a closer walk. Maybe they're going through a hard trial. Maybe a burden is laid heavily upon their shoulder. Is there no one tonight that'd like to come and pray? Friend, he gave it all, and he's offering all in exchange for us tonight. Is there another one that'll come? No matter how rough it seems, no matter how heavy the load, Jesus is here to carry it for you tonight. Will you come? Hallelujah.
By His
grace, God. I think it'd be a good idea for all of our young people to gather in first. Come on, let's get up here and let's pray tonight. Mom, Dad, you come and stand behind them. Mamaw, Papaw, brothers, sisters, come on. Let's gather in here. Men, pray with this brethren, and let's all pray. Let's get a hold of God. Let's pray that the Lord will move in our midst. Hallelujah. Oh,
Jesus,
God, in the name of
now walks with me.